everybody. Dr. Bill Crawford here, psychologist, speaker, author of 4 books, host of 2 PBS specials. Here today to share with you another tip on how to help you create the life you want. How to bring more clarity, confidence, creativity to everything you do. Today I want to talk about the subject of control. That's a pretty hotly debated topic out there, because some people believe that, listen, wait a minute, just trying to control everybody and everything just makes you miserable, you need to let go, let God, stop trying to control everything. And there's some wisdom in that, because I think we've all experienced trying to control situations, people, that we can't, hey, that does create a lot of stress, frustration, etc. That being said, I'm one of these people on the planet that likes to be as influential in my life as possible. So I'm a big fan of controlling what I can. So I'm sending out a quote to those 5,000 people on my quote list, if you want to be on that list, by the way, and receive one of my weekly quotes each week. It's free. All you got to do is go to my website, hit the subscribe button, and I'll send it to you. The quote says, "When you make your highest purpose or the most important thing in your life something outside of your control, the result is stress, frustration, and anxiety." I like that because it begins to let us know what we want to try to control and what we can't or what we shouldn't. If something or someone is outside of our control, the need to control them will stress us out, will cause us problems. Now, it doesn't mean that we don't want to be influential with these people or these situations. We want to achieve the things that are important to us. We want to, again, be influential in our relationships, in our job. A lot of things we want to influence in a way that is, we want to influence it as much as possible, but we can't control it. What I like to do is ask myself the question, okay, what can I control, and how can I make that my highest purpose or the most important thing, and how can that help me succeed in the external world? That's why in my seminars I encourage people to make a list of the qualities and characteristics they would like to be able to access in any situation. Courageous, kindness, courage, competence, confidence, humility, loving. A lot of these wonderful concepts that are really define who we are. See, I believe when we make that our highest purpose, the decision to define who we are in every situation versus being defined by the situation. Traffic makes me stressed. Difficult people make me angry. If we are willing to take 100% responsibility for the qualities and characteristics we access and bring to life, we can become very successful because, you see, we can control that. Now, for those of you who have seen my seminars or read my books, you know this really is about accessing this very purposeful, influential part of the brain, this upper 80% of the brain. I call it the top of the mind. It's also called the neocortex. This is where we make decisions on purpose, deliberately. And it's from this part of our brain that we access these qualities and characteristics. When we try to control things we can't, difficult people, traffic, sometimes situations, our to-do list that sometimes gets blown up. When we make that our highest purpose and try to control that, we get stressed and frustrated and anxious and angry and resentful and overwhelmed and worried, all the things that get in the way of us bringing our best to life. So I'm a big fan of looking at the self-definition as our highest purpose, getting really clear, what are the qualities and characteristics I want to bring to traffic, dealing with difficult people, dealing with the difficult situations. See, we're probably pretty good at bringing really wonderful qualities to wonderful situations. It's these challenging situations that sometimes we try to control in order to be able to be successful. I believe we want to start with what we can control, the qualities and characteristics we are bringing to the experience. Will that take some practice? Absolutely. Because we've got a whole lot of old habits about being controlled by other situations. Traffic makes me stressed. You know, it's an old habit. It's an old experience. In order to get to the point where we say, I get to define who I want to be in traffic, that is up to me. And because it's up to me, it's 100% within my control. So I hope you're getting a sense of the value of looking at what we can control and focusing a lot on being influential in that area of life. And looking at some of those situations that we can't control, doing everything we can to be influential in them, but letting go of the need for them to be a certain way so that we can. can be a certain way. One of the things I talk about when I'm dealing with difficult people is you never want to tie your peace of mind to another person's state of mind. And when you need to control their state of mind, get them to change so that you have a certain amount of peace of mind, have you noticed that's when they start arguing for the very behavior you want them to change? So instead, I suggest we look at that aspect of our life over which we have the most influence, over which we have the most control, those qualities and characteristics that come from inside us. And as we bring these to life, we become very influential in all other aspects of life. I hope you're finding these videos valuable. If you do, please hit the like button. You know how Google and YouTube and Facebook really pay a lot of attention to that. If you want me to come and do a presentation for your organization, all you got to do is go to my website and hit the contact button. Let me know what you're interested in. I do this all over the world. Happy to help you and your organization deal with stress, difficult people, become better leaders, form a more productive culture, whatever you like. Coming from this top of the mind perspective where we bring in the latest brain science as a way of making this happen. If you want to work with me as a psychologist or a life coach, again, go to the website, hit the contact button, let me know what you're interested in. In the meantime, here's to you bringing more clarity about what you can control and what you can't into your life so that you can bring the confidence in controlling or influencing these parts, maybe letting some of this stuff go, and then getting really creative in the process. That clarity, confidence, and creativity. Hoping we bring that to every aspect of your life. And I look forward to seeing you in the next video.